From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Attorney General of Michigan has asked that a vote recount in his state be stopped because the party requesting it had no chance of winning. Attorney General Bill Schuette said Friday that he filed a lawsuit asking the state Supreme Court to stop the recount. Schuette argues that the Green Party, whose presidential candidate was Jill Stein, could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent that the miscounting of votes would have caused her to lose. Stein captured only about 1% of the vote in the Midwest state. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit late Thursday, which contends that the recount threatens the due process rights of those who voted for Trump. The Green Party has said the recount efforts are attempts to ensure the integrity of the U.S. voting system and not to change the results of the November election. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump continued to meet with potential cabinet appointees at the Trump Tower in New York on Friday. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia says the president-elect is putting together what he called a dream team.
You see the people going in out of here. What this man is doing, President-elect Trump, is reaching out to a broad spectrum of Americans to consider for his cabinet. That's a new day compared to what we've seen the last 8 years.
Senator Perdue also defended Trump's decision to tap former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary. Thursday night, President-elect Trump announced he would appoint former Marine Corps General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.